The state's Business Council President Heather Brichetti says a survey conducted on behalf of employers and childcare advocates finds that the pandemic is squeezing an already struggling system. Workers who may have been laid off or are working at reduced hours have less money to pay for care. Many providers have closed, and 1 in 4 of the remaining childcare centers say they are at risk of shutting down for good in the next 6 months as they cope with new safety requirements and cleaning protocols. Brichetti says 50% of businesses say lack of childcare is a burden for their companies and for their employees. The problem is particularly acute among business leaders of color.
This is clearly a key issue to business across the state, but very distinctly so in New York City and with business leaders of color in particular.
The shortage is leading to increased absenteeism, reduced productivity, and higher turnover of workers. Dee Dee Hill is with the Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy, which is also part of the coalition, led by the Education Trust New York. She says the pressures are increasing as schools across the state reopen. Many children only attend in-person learning for part of the week. At the same time, many parents are required to return to their workplaces.
Across the state, many children are attending school virtually or in a hybrid fashion. And this has meant that parents, at exactly the time that their budgets, their family budgets are tighter than ever, are facing actually additional child care challenges and costs. Because they have to find more coverage for their school-age children and, of course, also still have to provide child care for their babies and their toddlers.
Melody Baker with the Erie Niagara Birth to Eight Coalition says the child care system was neglected long before COVID, and the pandemic has only widened the fault lines. She says when she was growing up, her mother was a daycare provider.
I remember getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of times we wouldn't close down till about 7:30 p.m., and we were still eligible for free lunches. I mean, what does that tell you? This system is not set up. It wasn't set up before the pandemic, and it's certainly not set up after the pandemic to adequately support families.
Over 90% of businesses asked say more government funding is needed, and 3/4 support investment in affordable preschool and other services for children aged 3 and younger. But Brichetti with the Business Council says employers do not back higher corporate taxes to help pay for that. She says businesses are also coping with their own financial pressures due to the pandemic, and the federal government is best equipped to help with another pandemic relief package.
No, I don't think that focusing on one particular group to increase taxes is the solution. I think what we're asking for is, first and foremost, that the federal government step up and provide the necessary supports now.
She says businesses would welcome tax incentives to help employers subsidize their workers' costs or create partnerships with child care centers to enact a sustainable system long term. There is some aid for child care still available through prior federal aid packages. A second round of $88 million in grants will be released shortly. But ultimately, the business leaders and the advocates say the federal government needs to act again to provide enough funds to make up for the billions of dollars in economic losses due to the pandemic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.